From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. Senate advanced a stopgap funding bill on Monday that paves the way to reopen the federal government 3 days into a partial shutdown. The shutdown was triggered in part by a partisan brawl over immigration. Democrats, who had banded together to help defeat a funding bill late Friday, signaled a wary acceptance of a Republican offer to address a range of immigration topics, including hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to America as children. Their future was thrown into question when President Trump rescinded a program that allowed them to work and study in the United States. Democrats had been applauded by immigrant rights advocates for drawing a line in the sand Friday, but were blasted as weak-willed for taking the Republican deal. President Trump imposed stiff tariffs on imported solar panels Monday in an attempt to protect American manufacturing jobs. He has often promised to get tough with China and other exporters that he says compete unfairly with American manufacturers. The tariffs start out at 30% on solar panels and decline over time. Two solar panel manufacturing companies were seeking even higher taxes to protect them from competition by low-cost imports in the hope of reviving their troubled firms. China and other nations that face these new tariffs may end up challenging the president's decision at the World Trade Organization. This is VOA News. The United States is expressing concern